Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's podcast. I wanted to do a podcast today on what we're experiencing, some of the deep, you know, because it's kind of an intense, very intense time. A lot of people expressing that there's a lot of confusion. What am I supposed to be doing? And just not really sure, that feeling of not really sure what's happening or not really sure what we want, those types of experiences. I want to do a podcast today on that particular topic because I think it's something that is very powerful. We can think it through, we can feel it through, or find somewhere in between. So there's still a lot of mental energy. I even feel that with myself. I feel like I'm in this tug of war between mental and emotional and everything in between. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the experience of what we're going through. And I did a very mini blog, if you will, on Facebook this morning and Instagram about some of what we're experiencing. So we're going through a lot of where things may feel, in a sense, even a lot of disappointment. As I mentioned, confusion, nobody understands me, and it's bringing up a lot of emotions, such as rage, such as deep sadness, or different levels in your life of different types of anger that are coming forward. So it's very important that we explore that and we start to look at that, because we're in a, you know, we could spend hours and hours and even days on this particular topic because there's a tremendous amount of intensity. But what's ultimately happening is we're completing a lot of timelines. But most importantly, when we talk about rage and we talk about anger and we talk about deeper levels of emotion and not being understood and disappointment, and just when we believe or feel that we're getting a bunch of deeper clarity through the essence of our heart or from spirit, it feels like it's not quite working out. So the personal deep timelines that are completing are a completion of who you used to be. Now we can get caught up in that and define that as living in the past. But this is more about identities and personal traits that you use to feel safe, that you use to feel closer to everyone else or society or what you feel you're called to do. And this is kind of stirring things up just a bit, because it's important to start to look at what is this particular time about, and it has many different meanings. So one of the big experiences that is a focal point of trying to figure out what am I supposed to be doing, or that feeling that comes in underneath that or through that, is I don't know what I really want. What we have to go into within the experience is understanding the depth of this particular time that we're in. That doesn't always mean it's going to be like this, but we're not in a time of what am I supposed to be doing, or in that, you know, whether that's about work, relationship, or just beingness. This is a time of going deeper and going into that deeper place of discovery of what you are. So that's where we bring in a lot of the soul origin. This is where we're being guided to look deeper at our calling. What is that calling? And oftentimes that'll just add. It may come in as one particular area. This is your calling for this moment. And so when we look at calling, what we're looking at is destiny. And over the past several months, I've been talking a lot about the difference between life purpose, and destiny. And this really breaks that down. Life purpose has more to do with what you want, what's comfortable, what's everybody else doing, what's popular right now. Whether that's a personal trait or a career trait or whatever that experience is, or even light workers do that a lot of times. So destiny has more to do with what you are. And this is why there's such confusion and turmoil in terms of our own experience, especially with all the timelines completing and upgrades happening within our experience, in our soul. And so we start exploring what we are. We are looking at those DNA levels, but most importantly, what we're doing is we're soul navigating. We're looking deep inside the soul. We're looking at that calling piece. And so we do get into that level of what we are, or the level of destiny, what we're exploring through. And oftentimes we just have to be still with this experience and sit deep in the soul and rest. Or we have to deeply connect to the heart, the spiritual heart and the galactic heart, and just rest in the very center of that experience. But what we're arriving through is creation, why we were created, the meaning behind why we were created. So this is more about the divinity of destiny and being in that true space. So even if you start to shift your perspective, whether that's intellectual perspective or emotional perspective, and go into that place of the heart, go into that essence of the heart and soul together as one, which it is, and explore that, what you are, what your feeling essences is. And just let yourself have that, because this is a time of really flowing through. Now, when destiny comes in and you start to feel that presence of your calling, is you have to feel it. And this is why the heart connection is so incredibly important right now. And most of the time, all that you can do with that is just rest in it. So when you learn to rest in the heart and the heart and soul combination, what you're opening the door to is the unknown, which the unknown can be a scary place, because what we do is we do two things. We try to create what it's supposed to be like, which is the same thing we do with the heart. What is it supposed to feel like? What is the experience? What am I supposed to get out of it? What a. Instead of surrendering all that, letting it go, and embracing the formlessness and the presence of the unknown. Then on the flip side, what we do when we get into it, because it feels so different than the human experience, is we try to get out of it as fast as we can, we get into it. So we want to slow down to the experience, and we want to start first with the practice of the heart and the soul. And let yourself feel that, I call it the formless experience. And this is where we start to recognize when we were talking in the beginning about feeling disappointment and rage and anger and sadness and nobody understands me. This is coming up because there's a new experience of you that's coming in. It's not new. It's what I call what's underneath it all. This is who you really are. But we haven't really either maybe activated that, we have been in dormant with that, or we've been resisting that. This is true nature. This is the soul. This is the heart. And it can feel very uncomfortable, and it definitely is the unknown. And so that's why it's important to rest. It's important to rest in the experience of meditation. So you can get to know these pieces of you that are activating, are initiating. Because this is like getting to know another person, but this person happens to be you. Now that's the simplistic definition, of course, because this is a deeper life force expression of your spiritual being arriving in this physical world. So it's important that we honor that space, because it's about surrender, because we do like to control what is this supposed to feel like. Let me do all this research and let me be over here so I know exactly what I'm up for. But the essence of experiencing what you are, what we are, in that essence of the origin of the soul, looking at all those experiences that we are, we have to let go. We have to surrender and truly be present to that moment. So when those obstacles come up with certain areas in your life that you look at, and when they come up, that means it's a lesson of experience. We can't go around it. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. We simply have to go through it. So like most experiences, when we're going through this big experience, what we have to do is slow down, drop down into the heart, and simply be present to the moment. And that oftentimes means connecting to the unknown through the heart and rest in that experience. Sometimes people call that resting within the God experience of who you are. But it is resting within that place of the unknown. And as you rest, you'll feel the unfolding, and it'll be a frequency. As we start to move and change and shift vibrationally, we'll have to rely more on feeling, because it won't be so much turn left, turn right, go here, do this, do that. Wisdom and knowledge arrives through frequency, through portals, and it simply will be present to the moment. So I've been channeling a lot recently with the Palladians, and they've been talking a lot about the vibrational portal alignment within the heart to go deeper into the present state of what we've been talking about today, is what you are, and that place of destiny, and looking at more of what you are. So there will be a lot of experiences that are more of the advanced consciousness of the human being, and truly being present to that experience. So the more we slow down, the more we can feel the vibrational alignment of the heart and the soul, and even the experience of the Merkaba, which I'll be doing a podcast on very soon in a class. But letting that open up and letting yourself feel that, even as you listen to this podcast, if it isn't quite making sense, just notice what you feel from it. Notice what you're experiencing in that simplicity of what you are versus what you should be doing. And so it's a time of going through your obstacles, going through those deeper issues that are coming in, because much is completing of how you used to do things. Now, you may find yourself having to deal with the past somewhat, and that's a whole other experience. This is more about how you've operated in a sense and walked the earth and problem solve and go into spiritual alignments. Everything and everything is changing. And so much of how we used to deal with identities or patterns, whether that be emotional or mental and everything in between that, is changing. It's completing. So this is where we're going to be walking the earth more as a holographic being. And I know sometimes that's really deep when we start talking about galactic and holographic and star being and star people and star language and all of that. It gets a little uncomfortable for people because there's so much hoopla in Hollywood and science fiction and all of that. So we want to release all that. That's just chaos, static. That'll only get in your way. Because you're already feeling these depths of present, because that's the origin that's coming in, is your star origin pieces. and your essence of what is upgrading, cosmic upgrading, is happening a lot and has been for a while. So just bring in the experience of maybe all you can do right now is just place your hand on your heart and breathe through your heart, through your hand. So you can feel more of the experience of the frequency of the heart. And then just expanding that through your body. So for many people, it is about transitioning because we've been in very intense mental energy for 3, 4, 5 months. And Mars is still kind of in its shadow phase. And personally, I will be glad when it kind of does its thing and disappears, I believe on the 24th. And not so connected to Earth because it's messed up all my electronics. I can't use my microphone for my podcasts. So that's why I sound a little echoey right now. So the experience is give yourself a little bit of a break right here and let yourself be gentle with yourself and slow down and drop into the experience of the heart and soul and trust what you need in that experience of being able to navigate into what you are with destiny, with the divinity space of destiny, why you were created. And let that experience arrive through you versus trying to discover it on the outside. So this is where self-care comes in really, really powerful. We don't want to isolate. We want to spend time out in nature, just enjoying the open space. And maybe that's a deeper state of meditation, yoga, whatever that experience of self-care is for you that helps you to become more in the experience of living in the body. Every day I see more and more and more and more people living outside of their body, and that is only going to intensify disappointment, anger, rage, and everything in between. So we have to live in our body. This is why we have a body. So our energy experience is much more vast than our physical body. But we have to be centered and be in that alignment of the body. So that's where self-care, particularly meditation, spending time with the people that are important to you, and just being around your experiences that are important that help you go deeper into discovering what you are from your soul essence, and just being present to that very deep, deep experience. So it's, and the exciting thing is it won't last forever. As we know, we go through these phases and they're really, really, really intense. And then the frequency and the energy kind of breaks up. And then we go on to the next experience. But we're not moving backwards. We will never move backwards. Now, in the human world, we may move backwards in certain areas, but from a universal expansion perspective, we're always in forward movement in all directions. So that is simply ongoing. So if you're waiting for the experience to calm down and go back to the way it was 5 years ago, that's never going to happen. That's forever gone. And so it's important to be in this present moment. The experience that I talk about a lot is be here now, tap on the heart, be here now, because you are here now. And it's important to embrace that. So that's what I wanted to talk about, just a couple of those points and be present to that experience. So I wanted to mention, and I've mentioned this in my newsletter a few times, is I'll be doing a Palladian channel four-part newsletter blog coming up. The first one is coming out on the 15th or 16th, something like that. So I'll be doing that, and I'll also be teaching a four-part Palladian course that is a lot about what we've been talking about here and how to work with that, but how to go deeper into that place of what you are and that creation space of going deeper and discovering what all those experiences are. And so that'll be coming up. And tonight I'm teaching a course on the unknown And it's I'm looking forward to it because there's a lot of confusion with the unknown. As I mentioned, we try to create what is it so we can feel safe within it and we know what to expect, or that connection of trying to get out of it. But it is a vast, beautiful space. So it's a two-part online course I have coming up tonight. So, and I still have room in that. So if you're interested in it, even after it starts, you can still register for that because the courses are recorded. And you can join that at any time. So as we journey forward and come to our completion here, this time that we have together, which I always refer to this as a sacred circle that we come to in this particular podcast, whether you're listening, if we're doing the podcast live or recording it, it's just as powerful in the recording or the replay. Take some time to simply look at where you are in your experience of the heart, just taking that practice a little bit deeper as we start to transition out of that heavy mental energy. And notice what comes up when you explore what you are from that place of looking at destiny, most importantly, divinity destiny, of course, is why you were created, why your soul was created, the journey space within that. And so I wanted to close out today with just a brief meditation, a short meditation on connecting to the heart. So let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath if you're able to do this right now. If not, you can listen to the replay on my website at eddiemullins.com. Gently closing the eyes, taking a nice deep breath, breathing all the way through the body. And simply opening up your experience, expanding the body, expanding your energy. And on your next breath, just bring that breath all the way down the Hara line, the center of the body, the spinal cord area, connecting to the earth. And then on your next breath, bring your focus to the heart. And if you need to, place a hand on your heart and find yourself in the very center of your heart. And just let yourself sink into the center of the heart without controlling it, without trying to create it in the head, and feel that expression through your hand, through your breath, through your body. And just let yourself sink deeper into that very center space of the heart where you feel very soothing, very expansive, very illuminating. And let yourself drop into the center of that energy and just feel it for this moment. Using your breath to keep you centered and expanding more. And as you feel that root connection, very peaceful, very blissful, very much who you are, and just send that experience throughout your entire body. From the top of your head to your feet, sending it out through your energy and through your life and through humanity. And just breathe the experience through. And just know that that is you arriving at experiencing your heart, your own heart, but also the universal heart. And just let yourself have that experience. Let yourself be gentle. Let yourself be true to this very moment. Just take a moment of stillness. Let this be healing for you. Let this be a space of going deep within your frequency. Within your heart frequency, within your peaceful state. Big breath in, breath out. Arriving back at the focus even deeper within your heart. Remember, the heart is unlimited, but it's full of wisdom, unlimited wisdom and knowledge. That helps you to explore more of your soul's calling, your experience for humanity, your experience as a creation of infinite love. Simply let yourself activate and be in that experience. Big breath in, big breath out. And we can just leave that experience open and centered in the heart. As we come back into our physical body from the top of the head to the feet, connecting to the beautiful earth and arriving back into your physical room. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay. So you may want to journal about that a little bit, any insight that came in for you, or just maybe what you experienced, what you felt. So I just want to mention that I do private sessions, and I do have a new session out there called Soul Life Readings, which I created because people were having a really hard time with navigating through the experience, some of the experiences we talked about today. So I'll be doing those. So I do have open spaces in those sessions. So make sure you check that out on my website at eddiemullins.com. And then also, if you're interested in going deeper into your discovery or deeper into your spiritual pathway, I do have a 9-week mentorship program that is one-on-one, helping people to go deeper into any areas that they need to heal, but to bring more of that experience of what you are, your destiny, your flow of that, and anything else that comes into that. So people get a lot of depth out of that. So it's mentoring you on who you are. So if that feels interesting to you, make sure you check that out and perhaps set up a consultation to talk about what that would look like for you. So I wish you a beautiful rest of whatever part of the day you're on, day you're in, and take some time to just simply practice feeling the essence of the heart and soul as one, and slow down and remember that self-care. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to today's podcast, and I'll see you very soon.